afternoon, everybody. This is the Reverend Blake Ruby. I like that, Reverend. Although, unfortunately, my church is not widely accepted by the military, for example. So I'm a reverend kind of in my own mind, and also in the Universal Life Church. And I like that name, Universal Life Church. And school, I don't have a theology degree, but anybody who wants to be a reverend, you know what I say? Go for it. You know, if you want that title and you want to preach and you want to do weddings and funerals, that kind of thing, be my guest, you know. I'd say you don't need a degree. That's just my opinion, Blake's opinion. How have you all been? I mean, it's been almost a month since my last show. We went on a cruise the 28th of January, my wife and I. Went from Galveston to Honduras, to Belize, to Cozumel, 1 week. Came back on a Saturday, and so I was tired after traveling all day, and my wife and I, we just got home, and I said, no, I don't want to do my show because I'm too tired. And then last week, it was our anniversary, so my wife had made an appointment, a reservation at a restaurant, a very nice, the finest steak restaurant in the city of San Antonio only, and at 4:45, I didn't think at the time, honey, I've got a 6 o'clock show, but it's too late then. So I said, okay, well, I have to cancel it for the third week. And Doug and Don, they played a rerun. Anyway, here I am. It's almost a month later, and now I'm back to my radio show. And I love my radio show because it gives me a chance to talk for a whole hour and do whatever I want to do, whether it's singing or reading from a book or just talking. And there's so many subjects to talk about. I was just listening to the television. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on around the world, you know. And given my preference, I would prefer not to watch television as much as I do. But I'm not the only one living in my house, so usually I don't watch the regular television channels. CNN is a big favorite around our house. My wife, my stepdaughter, they like CNN. But for me, it's a lot of negativity, you know, one thing after another. They report the news, and then it's time for a commercial. And then you have to listen to a barrage of commercials for about 5 minutes. It's all about money, I understand. But listen to that, and especially the same old commercials over and over again, as if they were brand new, you know. That's not my idea of entertainment, you know. But when it's my turn to have the remote control, I like to watch YouTube, all the videos. There's millions of videos. Lately, I've been watching a lot of videos about extraterrestrials and, you know, what the government knows, not only our government, but other governments around the world. You know, excuse me if I repeat things on my show, but for the benefit of those people who might tune in for the first time, you know, I repeat things because I have to branch away into different subjects. And sometimes I'm not sure if I've said something before. But then again, as I mentioned, there could be somebody new listening, whether you're in one country or another around the world or even out there in outer space. Maybe some extraterrestrials have tuned in to me because they said to themselves, who is that guy? You know, hold on just a second, please. Okay, the dog opened up the door. Now she's drinking from the water with her butt, her rear end, sticking out the door, and I can't close the door. So just give me a few more seconds, please, while she finishes drinking her water. Oh, she's taking in a lot of water. Okay. Anyway, I'm back. That was our dog, Goldie. She went out in the backyard. She was eating some grass. Reminds me, I got to get the back lawn cut. Anyway, why would ETs want to listen to a little old me? Well, because I talk about spirituality. And that's something you can't really talk about with some people. It's a very small percentage of the human beings here on Earth that really actively practice spirituality. Religion, yes, but that's different. You know, you got so many religions in the world. Which one is telling the truth? Come on. Religion is a money-making business. Does anybody disagree with that? So So they don't always have your best interest in mind as far as your spiritual development and evolution is concerned. That's why, welcome to the Church of the Soul's Evolution, where I talk about all kinds of things. I don't hold any punches, so to speak. And I get right to the heart of the matter, to the core of spirituality. I'm not afraid to talk about things. Courage. Does anybody ever hear about the word courage? I mean, we're supposed to be living in the land of the brave, home of the free, land of the brave. Yet, there is a sort of courage around the world when it comes to talking about things like the spirit and heaven and God and the universe and other beings out there. We don't even know if we're alone in the universe. Come on. I mean, I've proven this to you before, and I like to say it over and over again. I'll say it right now. With all this life on Earth, over a million types of insects, I thought I'd give you a few seconds to let you sink in. Let that sink in. Over a million types of insects, you know? Well, excuse me. Let me rephrase that. I just paused for effect. Over 30,000 types of fish in the oceans, seas, rivers, and lakes. Over 10,000 types of birds, all beautiful different birds of all shapes and sizes, colors, different beaks, legs, wingspans. Over 10,000 types of reptiles, any kind of snake that you can imagine, and others that you've probably never even heard about, all around the world, everywhere. Poisonous snakes, not poisonous, constricting snakes. Over 9,000 types of amphibians. Over 5,000 types of mammals. If all that life happened by accident, as the atheists will tell you, the agnostics, well then, logically, anybody ever heard anything about logic? How important it is for us to have logic to base our beliefs on? At least one form of logic or another. If logically, if all this life happened by accident here on Earth, logically, it could happen by accident anywhere in the universe. Right, ETs out there listening? They know. But why haven't they made contact with us? Because we are a violent species. And have you not personally observed all of the wars we've had over the last few years? 20 years, 30 years, all the way back to World War II, World War I, and the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, all the other wars, the wars in between, all the way back, thousands of years, fighting. Alexander the Great, Napoleon, the Ottoman Empire, all these, the Romans, conquering, dominating people, killing. Left and right, all over the world, even right now in Ukraine, I was just watching on television, dead bodies scattered on the street. Anybody getting tired of that? By a raise of hands, who's getting tired of all the killing? Anybody still like it? Anybody still want it? All right, how about you dying then? You want to die? Go ahead, be my guest. And all of a sudden, you're going to come face to face with your creator of your soul and spirit. And what are you going to say? I failed miserably in my life here on Earth. Why didn't I do this? I should have known better. It's a feeling of remorse and regret that I tell you. It's sad. That gnashing of teeth, that wailing that you've heard of people who go to hell, God's jail when they pass away. It's true. Hold on, please. Yes, as sure as you're alive here on Earth, living, there's a place underneath the surface of the earth where people, the bad people, go. No, not for eternity. Don't get me wrong. There is forgiveness, but you have to pay the penalty for the sins that you committed, the errors that you made. So I talk about spirituality. I represent good. The wars, the fighting, the killing, that represents the bad. And so the competition, the battle between good and evil continues and has been continuing. I hear what's going on television. The good versus the evil, always, you know. I can't blame the announcers of the news because they're just getting paid for their job. They're told to report the news. I do put the blame on the billionaire owners around the world, you know, the television stations, other billionaires who are kind of pushing a lot of buttons, leading some people to the slaughterhouse, you know, who always don't have our best interests in mind. They're not really concerned about our spiritual development or our evolution, right? You think they are? Think again. It's people like me and even religious people who are more enlightened, shall I say, the preachers, the pastors, the reverends, the chaplains, the good people. We need more people like them who want to talk about God and Jesus and the afterlife and living a good life and being kind to each other and loving each other and loving God. Well, that's what we need more of. You think they even say the word God on CNN ever? I've heard them say it. I can count the times they've said it on one of my hands, less than five times. What does that tell you? And you know how they're trying to take God out of schools and the government, even though we have it on a dollar bill, right? And I'm not sure what other kind of bills, but in God we trust. And George Washington, who founded this great country of diversity, of people from all around the world, where freedom is given a lot of lip service, which is good, don't get me wrong, but the word freedom means a lot of things. And freedom, oh, freedom, but that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? Come down off your fences and open up the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You gotta let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Let somebody love you before it's too late. And there's a lot of desperados out there, you know, who won't let people love them. Are you one? I think I am in a way. I have been. I'm just now getting smarter, so to speak. You know, life is a development. As the years go by and you get older and wiser, you get more intelligent, you know. That's why we should always respect our elders, because every life, every year of life that you've got under your belt adds to your experience, and that adds to your wisdom. Now, you might not have all things right, but you've got the basics of living down, and you're continuing to live. So that's worthy information, you know. How are you surviving, you know? There's a lot of things out there that can get us these days, you know, besides driving on the highway. And then there's the diseases, and you know, there's a whole bunch of them without naming any, if you know what I mean. And you can get killed by Mother Nature in so many different ways, right? Struck by lightning and earthquake. Case in point, that earthquake over in Turkey and northern Syria, I think that's where it was. Last I heard, 41,000 people. Do you have any idea how many people 41,000 is? I don't. That's a lot of people. Like maybe at a whole football stadium, you know, college football stadium, or a regular NFL game. 41,000 people. Just take that. Consider that. Imagine that. You know, not, don't get me wrong, I'm always fearful, if you will, of saying something that's going to help somebody do something evil, you know, if you know what I mean. So I'm always very cautious. And I always have a prayer on my lips to counter that evil that's out there. This is planet Earth, my friends. The atmosphere itself pushing down on us, living on a Category 1 planet, you know. I sometimes think that we're not really to blame for a lot of the stuff that's going on, because we're getting pulled from all directions, you know, the atmosphere, noises all around us, other people, the weather conditions, just the very nature of planet Earth itself. We're living on a planet where animals eat each other. I mean, out there in the wilderness, you know, a hawk will eat a dove, or a coyote will eat a cat or a small dog like they do around here. Some are vegetarians, you know, eat only plant matter. But a crocodile swimming in a river will eat a water buffalo that tries to cross the river. A lion will eat a zebra or a giraffe. A snake will eat other snakes. We're living on a planet where animals eat each other, and that is part of the psyche of the atmosphere. That is synonymous with a Category 1 planet in its lower stages of evolution. And so everything that you feel, that you experience, is a result of you living on this planet and living on a planet of a lower evolutionary category, which can drive you insane sometimes if you let it, you know. So don't feel too bad. And I don't, even the atrocities that are going on right now and have gone on in the past can be explained away by what I just said. And it's incumbent, it's important for each and every one of us to go down that road and discover what is right and what is wrong. You know? But anyway, I was going to talk about some different subjects today. I was also going to sing some songs. So let me, I'm going to sing one song. I was just practicing before Doug called. Got to take a drink of water here. Kind of lubricate the vocal cords. So that negativity exists around us because we are living on a planet of a lower evolutionary category, the lowest on the evolutionary ladder. But it's a very beautiful, wonderful world. Don't get me wrong. Isn't it beautiful? I think of the song, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. It is a wonderful world. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying there are other planets out there in the universe that are of a higher spiritual category where the civilizations that live there are more advanced than us evolutionary-wise. And that's where we want to go once we transition to the afterlife and enjoy some time off in heaven, reacquainting us, ourselves, of where we came from before we were born on planet Earth, where we're going to go back to and be in our real natural self. Our true self is our spirit and soul. There in heaven with all kinds of angels around us. And does anybody remember angels? You know that they exist even though you can't see them. And think about all the people that have lived here on Earth throughout the years, the centuries, hundreds of years ago, going back thousands of years from all cultures everywhere around the world, different countries. Great people, people who are known, who live pretty common, simple lives on Earth, doing the same things that we're doing right now, maybe fishermen or doctors or soldiers or teachers, and they reach the end of their lives, and then they transition to the afterlife, and depending on, they went there straight away because of their good conduct, if you will, here on Earth. Or maybe they went down below the surface of the Earth to God's jail because they were murderers. They treated people bad. My wife and I were at a restaurant today, and a young girl in a wheelchair, one of these quadriplegics, you know, laid back in her wheelchair, was wheeled out. And I thought to myself, now, why would somebody volunteer to come here on Earth to be in a body like that? I'll tell you why. Because of karmic debt. People in previous lives who have done great, terrible, let me rephrase that, who have done terrible things, atrocities, who have done some grave injustice to a fellow human being, choose to come back on Earth in these people who are severely disabled bodies in order to pay that karmic debt off. That's what that's all about, my friends. And anyway, back to heaven. Oh, it's beautiful there. You know, if you could think of a Polaroid print, a color print, and the negative, well, the color print is like heaven. Earth is like the negative print. You remember those old Polaroid cameras? This is still a very beautiful world and incredibly, marvelously created, you know. I mentioned all the life here. And I don't think I completed my thought about the, if all this life happened by accident, then logically it could happen by accident elsewhere, anywhere in the universe. You know, I get branched off in different directions, but am I not giving some good information, keeping you interested and enthralled? I hope so. And also in heaven, you have streets of gold. You have silver everywhere and precious stones and chariots that drive people all around. And they're propelled by some unknown propulsion system that's indigenous to the atmosphere, if you will, of heaven. And there's beautiful buildings, mansions, and there's water. Believe it or not, water, where you can go in the water and it can be over in your head. And guess what? You won't drown because you're already dead. But water has a different quality in heaven, my friends. And then you drink of the water too. Father Abraham, you'll meet him when you get to heaven. Take it from me. When you meet Father Abraham, tell him, Blake Ruby said that on this radio show that I would meet you. And he was right. And he would say, drink, give you a goblet, a golden goblet of the river of life. Drink and wash away the last vestiges of the earth life while you accommodate yourself to this new life in your new spiritual body. And also there's the trees, the beautiful trees there with the 12 kinds of fruit of life, the trees of life with the 12 kinds of fruit, beautiful fruit, delicious. Yes, we can eat while we're in heaven. Don't ask me how we digest it. I don't think we do. But we can eat when we're there, and we can drink. Isn't that amazing? It's like we have the same bodies, but they're different. They're translucent and can be transparent. You have all the same inner mechanisms there which are visible but aren't functioning in the same way as they do here on Earth. We don't have bodily functions. You don't sleep. It's great. I'm looking forward to that. But in the meantime, let's enjoy the ride. Yeah. Because you're here for a purpose. You're here for a mission. The Spirit Mother or the Spirit Father themselves, depending on whether you're male or female, gave you a mission. And it's up to you to figure out what it is and to finish your mission, to graduate with honors from this existence into the afterlife so that you can then go to a higher level of learning in the university of the universe. You know what I mean, my friends? I'm going to take a drink of water. I was going to sing a song for you. How about, let me see. Since I was singing an Eagle song, how about Tequila Sunrise? Let me sing that for you, okay? I'm going to get it fired up here. Give me some singing practice, too. Hold on, please. Give me a few seconds. It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky. Say goodbye. He was just a hired hand, working on the dreams he planned to try. The days go by. Every night when the sun goes down, just another lonely boy in town, and she's out running round. around. She wasn't just another woman, and I couldn't keep from coming on. It's been so long. Oh, and it's a hollow feeling when it comes down to cheating friends. It never ends. Take another shot of courage. Wonder why the right words never come. You're just getting numb. It's another tequila sunrise. This old world still looks the same. Another phrase. Ooh. Well, that last ooh, I kind of added that. That was my own. Another tequila sunrise. Me, I don't drink alcohol anymore. I think that's what they were referring to. But I can't judge people because I used to drink alcohol myself at one time. I quit back in 1988. So how long has it been? 12 plus 23 equals 34. 34 years this Labor Day. I still remember it was Labor Day weekend, 1988. And I have no regrets about having quit because I'd been drinking for a few years and was kind of getting in trouble, to tell you the truth. And I think if you drink in moderation, it's okay, but as long as you do drink in moderation, and if you get outside that window, then you're only asking for trouble, because then the devil's got you, you know? Know what I mean, Bernie? Anyway, that was kind of fun. I love singing karaoke. I've been told that I'm a karaoke king. There might be other karaoke kings out there, but I am a karaoke king. And a reverend, too. Hey, it's all right. I wrote down some things that I wanted to talk about. I mentioned that on a previous show that one of our co-workers committed suicide. And suicide is never the right choice, you know. As I mentioned, that this world can get us down. People can put us down. People can be bullies. We can do things that later we regret having done. We can be under the influence of alcohol and do some weird stuff. We can get involved with sexual immorality. Whatever the reason why people take their own lives, it's never worth it. Because guess what? You're going to come face to face with, more than likely, I read about this, with the Creator. And the Creator, more likely, is going to be angry at you. It's going to be a wide, wide, wide awakening where you're going to realize, hey, I was alive. Now I'm dead, but I'm still alive in a way. I still exist. And, I'm with all these other suicides. And God is angry at me. And he's telling me that I threw in the towel. I quit. I gave up. And it wasn't really that bad. Now it's a lot worse where I am because there's no joy, no love, no light, no hope. And why didn't I look for help? Why didn't I say a prayer? Why didn't I believe? The guy at work shot himself in the head. It took him 2 days to die. This was a guy I used to walk by all the time in the halls of where I work. And he was a very pleasant man, very intelligent, strong, it seemed to me. A higher leader, as high up on the scale you can go, a GS-15, I'm a GS-13 in the government. I went into his office a few times and spoke with him, and he was always very amiable and friendly and intelligent and helpful. And what pushes a person to commit suicide? There was things going on in his personal life, but I don't know what they were. None of us do. Was he drinking alcohol? Was he disgruntled over the leadership? No one knows. We think not. But then again, maybe it's a combination of things, and it can happen so quickly. You know, within a couple of days, people go downhill very quickly, and they see that there's no recourse but to take their own lives. But it's that time where we need to say, wait a second here. Do people want to kill me? Because they hear these voices, some of them do, encouraging them to do it. And I've been there myself. I know what it's like. When I was away from home after I just joined the Army overseas, I'd been drinking for a few days. It was one party after another, one hangover after another. And I won't go into the details, but I do remember the voices that were encouraging me to do it. The world would be a better place without you. It's the right thing to do. Do it. Go ahead. No, you don't listen to those voices. Those are the bad spirits out there that want to, you know, you ever the saying, misery loves company. These people, well, they're doing their time, hopefully, you know, and they're in a dark place, too. A lot of people that are dying nowadays in the world are going to dark places. You don't want to do that, right? Neither do I. Good choice. We want to go where there's light. You see the sun over there? The sun, it's a fire of unknown origin. A fire of unknown origin. It's a very special fire, my friends. Not only is it a nuclear fire, it's the fire of God. That's right. It's not like a match when you strike a match. This is a very special fire. That's where the spirit can live. And how many people know that you have a spirit in your body? And a spirit can live in fire. Take it from me, because the spirit is made of light energy. And what does the sun radiate? Light energy. Good for you. You can put two and two together. You're a mathematician. I knew you were. You could figure it out. Uh-oh, there goes the dogs. He opened up the door. I'll be right back. So after all I'm talking about there, I take a look in. I see CNN. On they go with the negative news, one thing after another. You know, it's a shame. I know it's interesting. It's intellectually stimulating. But negativity, don't get caught up in the negativity, because that is what one of the reasons why people are pushed over the edge. All these active shooters that you hear about. I would be willing to bet that a lot of them do it because they want to get their name on television, become famous, like Jack the Ripper, you know, television. What do the television do? They take a story and they run with it, and they talk about it on and on, when it should be just a short little thing, like in the newspaper, maybe just a couple of lines. A crazed gunman killed several people in whatever city. It's a shame this kind of thing happens in the United States of America, in a civilized country, in a civilized world, full stop, nothing more. That's it. Don't give them their day, these people that lose their minds and do something they're going to later regret having done. I guarantee it. They're going to regret having done that. When they come face to face, you know, the movie Ghost, those beings that come out of the ground, the dark entities, they're going to get them. Take them down below the earth's surface to God's jail. And let me tell you, there's some demons there that are 10 times worse than the most demonic things that human beings can create in these horror movies, these Halloween movies. They're nothing compared to the real thing that's down there. Oh, I tell you, read the book 23 Minutes in Hell. There's a couple of demons there that are like 10, 12 feet tall, that look like dinosaurs, kind of like Tyrannosaurus Rexes. They've got long claws and sharp teeth, and their job is to just completely terrorize a human to the core of its soul. All these people that commit these terrible crimes, you know, murder, rape, physical, sexual abuse, whatever. And they don't have an ounce of mercy in their eyes. Their job is just to shred a human being apart, and then the body, the spiritual body, heals again, and then they get shredded again, and they feel that pain. The pain is real. That's what demons do. It's a form of rehabilitation, my friends. A form of rehabilitation, because ultimately you want to get out of hell and get back on your spiritual journey, your soul's journey. And things happen, you know, it's understandable. Ultimately, the judgment rests with the Creator, the Spirit Mother and Father in heaven who created our spirits and our souls. Yes, that's right. There is a mother, because you can't have children with just a father. Does that make sense? Has anybody got a logical mind out there? How can a father create children by himself? Unless you think that maybe he can wave a magic wand, some kind of magic that you have no idea how or why. Never even gave it much thought. And excuse me for going down that path of criticizing you, but sometimes some kind of unusual means are necessary to make a point, because usually a lot of stuff just goes over some people's heads. How about another song? You ETs out there listening? Well, thank you for taking an interest in the people here on planet Earth. I know we've been under observation for many hundreds of years, because you're determining whether we're worthy candidates for induction into the intergalactic community. And you know that there's a lot of good people on Earth like myself. But then there's some bad people, the bullies, the dictators, and tyrants. That small minority of people I estimate to be approximately 20% of the whole population of Earth. And they're running roughshod over the majority of us. A good family-oriented, decent, kind, generous, loving people of this world, the artists, the musicians, the lovers, the thinkers. We are the majority, yet we're being controlled by that small minority. So please, thank you, all at the same time. Please and thank you. How about that? Because I know you're extremely intelligent, more intelligent than me. Maybe I'm in the top 10%, 1% of all the human beings on Earth as far as intelligence is concerned. But you, I mean, you are so intelligent, ETs out there, because you can enter a body like an avatar and genetically alter yourself to resemble a human being or any other body out there in the universe, any other of the thousands and thousands of different varieties of sentient life out there, because you are so intelligent. And you remember where you came from in the transitory state. You know, you realize that your souls are eternal. People like us here on Earth, I do. I mean, I know that we have an eternal soul in our bodies. Our souls are eternal, but not everybody realizes that. It's true. Isn't that like a revelation? Hey, guess what? Revelation out here on BBS Radio, Blake Ruby's show, The Church of the Soul's Evolution. I'm stating it. You might not have heard it before. Our souls are eternal. You have a soul in your body. It's like the brain is to the physical body, the soul is to your spirit, right? Eternity, my friends, that's a word that's kind of incomprehensible. Or infinity. That's a tongue twister, right? Infinity, the borders of infinite space are expanding as I speak right now. The universe is expanding. The supreme creator of the universe who initiated the Big Bang is out there. Supreme creator of the universe. Do you hear me? Let me say one thing. I love you, and you're awesome. And we're going to spend all our lives praising you, because I don't know how you do it. How do you create a planet? How do you create a sun? You're so wonderful. Oh, my God. That's why all the people in heaven are praising God, praising the Creator, right? That's what they do, because it's like, how did you do that? How can you create a planet, all the plant matter and animal life? How can you create a sun, you know, a different, so a whole solar system, all these different planets, Jupiter, Mars, Neptune, Mercury, Venus, Saturn, you know, how did you do that? That's pretty cool, you know, you got to show me how to do that. You just have to know words and how to use them, you know, a knowledge of words. Then you have your soulmate. It's a female, like your male, a male if you're a female. And you get together in the spirit worlds, in the spirit lands, and you speak words in synchronization. It's a harmony of thought. And words do create, just like it says in the Bible, right? So that's all I'll say about that. Suffice it to say that words do create or destroy. So take your pick. What road do you want to travel down? Do you want to create or do you want to destroy, my friends? How am I doing on time? I only got a few minutes left. Let me sing another song. So give me just a minute or so. I'm going to put another song on, okay? And get my singing practice in at the same time as I entertain my radio audience. Hold on, please. Okay, here's a song by the Beatles. I Feel Fine. Can you hear it? Bum, 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 bum. Baby's good to me, I know she's happy as can be, I know she said so. I am in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know, she tells me all the time, you know, she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. Baby said she's mine, you know, she tells me all the time, you know, she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's in love with me and I feel fine. Oh, I got time for one more song, I think. That was good. I enjoy singing, my friends. I went to a gospel fest today. Did I say that? So we sang View That Holy City. That's an a cappella song where we clap along. We're singing, going to view that holy city, going to sit at the welcome table, going to drink that milk and honey, going to view that old man Daniel. Daniel from the Bible. Daniel, remember Daniel and lion's den? Going to see my loving mother. Going to see my dear old father. Going to see my dear King Jesus. Going to shout it out. Shout it out. Yes, it's true. It's true. It's true, my friends. I know some of you don't believe that it's true, but it really, really is. Take it from me, the Reverend Blake Ruby. I wouldn't lead you down the wrong path. They're there. All your deceased relatives. Yes, you're going to meet them. As long as you go there and you don't go south. You know what I mean? But even still, there's redemption. There's rehabilitation. And because, guess what? I'm a loving guy. I'm going to cut you a break. Now, a loving father and mother are not going to condemn a child to an eternity of pain and suffering, right, just because they were disobedient? I don't think so. That's the thinking of a person of a lower evolutionary state, right? Case closed. Jordan fades back, shoots, swish, game over. But another song. Hold on just a minute. I've been wanting to do this one for a while. I've been doing this one for a while. All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix. Yeah, baby. This is number one Vietnam song, Vietnam war song. Yeah. There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the sea. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman, they drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it's worth. Hey! No reason to get excited, the thief he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. Hey! Dance, everybody, dance. Good for you. Princess kept the view, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Well, outside in the cold distance, a wildcat did growl. Two riders were approaching, and the wind began to howl. Hey! All along the watchtower, baby. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear that music as well as I can. That's one of my favorite songs. I know over 100 songs. God has given me a gift. And for those of you that didn't know this, I'll say it again, that one of the best things I've done in my life was to go to the Wounded Warriors on Fort Sam Houston. I would set up my equipment and I would sing for them for an hour and a half every month, beginning in 2013 for 6 years until 2019, just before COVID happened. It was in February of 20, it was the last time I was there, and I haven't gone back since because things changed. They brought the soldiers home from Afghanistan, but I learned songs that deal with love, nature, God, for the benefit of the wounded warriors. So God has given me a gift. I've been using it. I go on a cruise. I go to karaoke. I sang one song on the last cruise. We went to a karaoke get-together, and it was like the second or third night out. We went in there. It was crowded, and there was a line of people waiting to have their song, you know, put down. And it was too busy. I said to Jackie, I said, let's just go. So, but I did go back there one time, and I sang My Way by Frank Sinatra. And as I was looking around the room, I was not really surprised to see people looking at me like, oh, my God, this guy has seen my way better than Frank Sinatra did. Well, I don't know about that, but I've gotten a lot of compliments, let's say, you know, and I practice a lot. I practice a lot, my friends, so that's all I can say, you know. And it's great. Yeah, this one time I sang My Way at the Gateway Club on Lackland Air Force Base. You should have seen everyone turn around and looking at me. Oh, my God. They were like, who is this guy? Oh, my God. This guy is good. Can I toot my horn for a little while? You know, that's what we don't do enough of. Give yourself a little credit. You have your own gifts and talents and skills, my friends. Revel in them. You are awesome. You are a child of God. We are all children of God, okay? Now, just wipe the slate clean about what anyone's told you before in the past, okay? There are no only sons of God, no only daughters of God. You are a child of God. Don't let them lead you in that limbo where you don't know who you are, who your soul is. They don't know. You know. Now you know. You're a child of God. Don't let those people who think they know try to tell you something that you disagree with, you know. There are no only sons of God. Jesus was like a brother. He came from another planet, just like an avatar. He was an extraterrestrial, put his spirit or his astral body in a human body that was created just like in a movie Avatar, and walked around in constant communication with the spaceship up above, which they couldn't see. And that's how he's able to do all those miracles, okay? And if that's not the truth, if you don't think that's the truth, you're entitled to your own opinion. But you're going to find out one day. You're going to come to me maybe someday far into the future, I hope, in heaven, and say, guess what? You were right. Jesus was an extraterrestrial. So I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but remember, if you're secure in your beliefs, whatever you believe in, then if it's the truth, then you won't be offended by what someone else says. Got it? That's it, my friends. My time is over. It's been a good time. Thank you for listening, wherever you are, whether you're in outer space, in a spaceship, or some country around the world. I love you, and may the creator of the universe bless us, everybody. Bye-bye, everybody. Talk to you next week.